Illinois 4-H Director Lisa Diaz with us, and we're talking about gradual phase-in of extension in 4-H programs this summer, specifically talking kind of about the county fair 4-H circuit. So take it away, Lisa. Tell us a little bit about what the extension is thinking right now.
Well, Jim, we have been planning for some time now for multiple scenarios. There's been so much uncertainty, and we've been hoping and praying that things can continue as planned as much as possible, but also aware that we just had to be ready for different scenarios. So the university announced, and 4-H is part of the University of Illinois, that all face-to-face events sponsored by the university through July 5th would be canceled, and we were happy in 4-H to say that we've been preparing for that possibility, and instead of canceling our 4-H shows in June, that we are ready to transition those to an online platform. It's been one of our biggest priorities to continue those summer experiences for our 4-H youth as much as possible.
So you go from in-person to virtual, at least through early July. But the hope is for something in-person to happen this summer, as we speak right now on this sixth day of May.
So these events obviously take a good deal of coordination to prepare for, and we're thankful and to have so many judges and other volunteers that help us provide those judging experiences for young people. So we are happy that we've been able to commit to a four-week window to get ready for those summer experiences. So four events that are planned in after the current guidance expires, those events that are planned for the remainder of July, we'll know by June 1st whether we will be able to proceed in person or move online. So that will hopefully give our families preparation time to ready their exhibits for either of those scenarios, as well as our staff and volunteers to get all the needed pieces in place.
And anything else you need to mention before we wrap up our conversation today about this situation?
I would just say, Jim, that 4-H families and volunteers have really stepped up during this time. Even though people are sheltering in place, we're seeing a tremendous amount of online connection and work being done to continue service activities, whether that's sewing masks or planting gardens at home, obviously continuing their 4-H project work. And it's been a really inspiring time to see the strength of our 4-H youth and families across the state.
That is Illinois 4-H Director Lisa Diaz joining us on WRMJ.